This is the NOCM ESOL International Independent User Level Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. The listening examination will now begin. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Seconds remaining. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. Then you will have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. Is this music loud enough?
2.
He asked me how much they paid me.
3.
The party was a great success.
4.
Your favourite cousin is coming in just 2 days.
5.
Are you going for a picnic tomorrow?
6.
Can you smoke in public places in your country?
7.
You look a bit pale today.
8.
You need to make a decision.
9.
You'd better take an umbrella.
10.
That was the worst meal I have ever had. Now listen to the sentences again.
1.
Is this music loud enough?
2.
He asked me how much they paid me.
3.
The party was a great success.
4.
Your favourite cousin is coming in just 2 days.
5.
Are you going for a picnic tomorrow?
6.
Can you smoke in public places in your country?
7.
You look a bit pale today.
8.
You need to make a decision.
9.
You'd better take an umbrella.
10.
That was the worst meal I have ever had. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. 30 seconds remaining. You will hear two conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Seconds remaining. Listen to conversation one. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. How can I help you today?
Good afternoon, Dr. Nelson. It's my daughter Emma. She doesn't feel very well.
What seems to be the problem?
She was sick most of the night, last night, and she had a high temperature.
Does she have any other symptoms? Dizziness? Cough?
Yes. She complained of a headache.
Could it be something she ate? Like food poisoning?
I don't think so. We all had the same meal.
Lie down on the bed, young lady, so I can check your tummy. She has got a stomach bug.
What do I need to do?
You need to give her plenty to drink, to make sure she is not dehydrated. In a couple of days, she'll be as right as rain.
And what about her temperature?
Paracetamol should be fine. Have you got any at home?
I don't think we have.
I'll give you a prescription. If the symptoms persist, please do come back. And try not to worry.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Now listen to the conversation again. Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. How can I help you today?
Good afternoon, Dr. Nelson. It's my daughter Emma. She doesn't feel very well.
What seems to be the problem?
She was sick most of the night, last night, and she had a high temperature.
Does she have any other symptoms? Dizziness? Cough?
Yes. She complained of a headache.
Could it be something she ate? Like food poisoning?
I don't think so. We all had the same meal.
Lie down on the bed, young lady, so I can check your tummy. She has got a stomach bug.
What do I need to do?
You need to give her plenty to drink to make sure she is not dehydrated. In a couple of days, she'll be as right as rain.
And what about her temperature?
Paracetamol should be fine. Have you got any at home?
I don't think we have.
I'll give you a prescription. If the symptoms persist, please do come back. And try not to worry.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Thirty seconds remaining. Listen to the conversation too. We will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers.
We're going to talk to Sue Jones, who became a professional tennis player at 13 and, in a career spanning 17 years, won 22 Grand Slam singles titles. In 1988, she became the first woman to achieve the Golden Slam by winning all four Grand Slam singles titles and Olympic gold. She is married to Jim Nolan, has two children and lives in France. She runs the charity Children for Tomorrow. Sue, when were you happiest?
My happiness lives in the present. It's my life this morning, this evening, with Jim, my kids.
What is your greatest fear?
That the world we are passing on to our children is not the world we hope for them.
Which living person do you most admire and why?
The man I know best, Jim.
Property aside, what's the most expensive thing you've bought?
The first racket I used in a pro match at 16, and the one for my last game, the bookends of my career.
What is your most treasured possession?
My memory.
If you had 3 wishes, what would you do?
Eradicate the effects of war, then eradicate war, then eradicate the reasons for war.
What would be your fancy dress costume of choice?
Catwoman, Cher, Bjork, Halloween Our House is intense.
What was the best kiss of your life?
The kiss of a parent, the kiss of your husband, the kiss of your child. You receive them in that order in life, and they each make you feel alive in different ways.
Who would you invite to your dream dinner party?
My 5 best friends. I love those girls so much.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Next question.
How do you relax?
I find more peace in the rumble of our busy lives than in a quiet house.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a happy, caring mother and wife.
Where would you most like to be right now?
Around the kitchen table with Jim, the kids, their friends, our families. It's noisy, fun and carefree. And there's not another place I'd rather be.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Now listen to the conversation again.
We're going to talk to Sue Jones, who became a professional tennis player at 13 and, in a career spanning 17 years, won 22 Grand Slam singles titles. In 1988, she became the first woman to achieve the Golden Slam by winning all four Grand Slam singles titles and Olympic gold. She is married to Jim Nolan, has two children and lives in France. She runs the charity Children for Tomorrow. Sue, when were you happiest?
My happiness lives in the present. It's my life this morning, this evening, with Jim, my kids.
What is your greatest fear?
That the world we are passing on to our children is not the world we hope for them.
Which living person do you most admire and why?
The man I know best, Jim.
Property aside, what's the most expensive thing you've bought?
The first racket I use in a pro match at 16, and the one for my last game, the bookends of my career.
What is your most treasured possession?
My memory.
If you had three wishes, what would you do?
Eradicate the effects of war, then eradicate war, then eradicate the reasons for war.
What would be your fancy dress costume of choice?
Catwoman, Cher, Bjorg, Halloween our house is intense.
What was the best kiss of your life?
The kiss of a parent, the kiss of your husband, the kiss of your child. You receive them in that order in life. And they each make you feel alive in different ways.
Who would you invite to your dream dinner party?
My five best friends. I love those girls so much.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Next question.
How do you relax?
I find more peace in the rumble of our busy lives than in a quiet house.
How would you like to be remembered?
As a happy, caring mother and wife.
Where would you most like to be right now?
Around the kitchen table with Jim, the kids, their friends, our families. It's noisy, fun and carefree. And there's not another place I'd rather be.
Thank you very much, Sue.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Thirty seconds remaining. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Health anxiety. Most of us worry about our health from time to time, but for some people, this worry never goes away and becomes a problem in itself. Health anxiety, hypochondria, is obsessive worry about your health, usually to the point where it causes great distress and affects your ability to function properly. Some people with health anxiety have unexplained physical symptoms, such as chest pain or headaches, which they assume are signs of serious disease despite the doctor's reassurance. Others may just be permanently anxious about their future health, worrying about things like, what if I get cancer or heart disease? What causes health anxiety? There are many reasons why someone worries too much about their health. You may be going through a particular stressful period of your life. There may have been illness or death in your family, or another family member may have worried a lot about your health when you were young. Personality can play a role. You may be vulnerable to health anxiety because you are a worrier generally. You may find it difficult to handle emotions and conflict, and to make everything seem like a catastrophe when faced with a problem in your life. Sometimes health anxiety can be a symptom of mental illness, such as depression or anxiety disorder, which needs recognising and treating in its own right. Now listen to the broadcast again. Health anxiety. Most of us worry about our health from time to time, but for some people, this worry never goes away and becomes a problem in itself. Health anxiety, hypochondria, is obsessive worry about your health, usually to the point where it causes great distress and affects your ability to function properly. Some people with health anxiety have unexplained physical symptoms, such as chest pain or headaches, which they assume are signs of serious disease despite the doctor's reassurance. Others may just be permanently anxious about their future health, worrying about things like, what if I get cancer or heart disease? What causes health anxiety? There are many reasons why someone worries too much about their health. You may be going through a particular stressful period of your life. There may have been illness or death in your family, or another family member may have worried a lot about your health when you were young. Personality can play a role. You may be vulnerable to health anxiety because you are a worrier generally. You may find it difficult to handle emotions and conflict, and to make everything seem like a catastrophe when faced with a problem in your life. Sometimes health anxiety can be a symptom of mental illness, such as depression or anxiety disorder, which needs recognising and treating in its own right. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Thirty seconds remaining. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions, then you have 2 minutes to check the answers. Alnwick hosts Society Wedding. Hundreds of people had lined the streets leading up to the church in Alnwick. They had to be quick to get their photos of William and Harry. The princes arrived at a brisk pace, which was partly because they had to keep up with the groom, Thomas van Straubinzi. Going for a date he couldn't be late for. Some of the crowd's loudest oohs and ahs were reserved for the bridesmaids, and then came the bride, Lady Melissa Percy, Duke of Northumberland's second daughter. The well-wisher said, "We like to come out and support our families. It's just a lovely atmosphere. Everybody's come out to wish them well. It's just like the Jubilee all over again." The weather wasn't quite so kind when the new husband and wife left the church, but that didn't stop the smiles. The Duke of Cambridge, without his wife Kate, who was due to give birth next month, had travelled to New Zealand with the groom during his gap year before university. Prince Harry might be third in line to the throne, but he was far back in the queue for the lift to the reception. Alnwick has come to a standstill for this society wedding of the year. Now listen to the broadcast again. Alnwick hosts Society Wedding. Hundreds of people had lined the streets leading up to the church in Alnwick. They had to be quick to get their photos of William and Harry. The princes arrived at a brisk pace, which was partly because they had to keep up with the groom, Thomas van Straubinzi, going for a date he couldn't be late for. Some of the crowd's loudest oohs and ahs were reserved for the bridesmaids, and then came the bride, Lady Melissa Percy, Duke of Northumberland's second daughter. The well-wisher said, We like to come out and support our families. It's just a lovely atmosphere. Everybody's come out to wish them well. It's just like the Jubilee all over again. The weather wasn't quite so kind when the new husband and wife left the church, but that didn't stop the smiles. The Duke of Cambridge, without his wife Kate, who's due to give birth next month, had travelled to New Zealand with the groom during his gap year before university. Prince Harry might be third in line to the throne, but he was far back in the queue for the lift to the reception, and it has come to a standstill for this society wedding of the year. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Seconds remaining. This is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down.